American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day, and I'm dying. This is Sean Kennedy reporting for May 1st, 2006, for Newsreel, your WOG Global sit rep for Tyranny, Headspace, and Timing. And my laptop is still goddamn broken. I don't have any of my fucking, like, show format. I'm working off a notepad. My throat is blown out. My car is fucking with me, man.
Universe is against you. The karma wheel has turned.
Fucking dude, man, Job didn't have to put up with the kind of shit that I have to put up with right here, I'm telling you. Living in a cave, having legions. I bet you that son of a bitch, his online connection was still working. Fuck. I'm here to tell you. Bugged me to no end. But that's...
But we can still record the show.
We can. For all of it. Look at me. I sound like Leonard Cohen over here. I'm like, I'm not driving anymore. Seriously. I'm like Tom Waits.
Yeah, you shouldn't have smoked all those cigarettes.
Do you have any Tom Waits kicking around? Do you have any Tom Waits?
I don't know if I erased them.
I did
have some.
Did you?
I might still have some.
I don't know. I never really dug Tom Waits until I watched that movie Domino Harvey.
Yeah, and he has some songs in there?
He shows up. He's in the movie.
Oh, he's in the movie. Okay.
Yeah, he plays like this spiritual, like psilocybin-induced preacher who like drives through the desert in this Cadillac. And it was like
his
really
music
cool.
And singing is just too way out there for me. It's like a couple songs.
Yeah,
are pretty cool.
Yeah, he's kind
of
like
it's
a,
like okay.
He's like Wesley Willis meets Rob Dugan meets Leonard Cohen. It's
yes,
pretty
a lot of Wesley Willis.
Pretty,
going
pretty,
on
pretty
there.
In there. So the laptop is still down. I've given it to Dragon.
Yeah.
Dragon is still working on it. He just got it the other day.
Waving his hand over it.
Yeah, he's going to see if
Arise, laptop.
We slayed the dragon, so we're going to see if we're going to see if that's going to work or not. And I got a couple phone calls from Sariet.
Oh, good.
A few people may not know, but he's over in Afghanistan zapping shitballs and having a good time with that, you know. And he sent me a package, and I'm going to brag now. I'm going to brag because it's very, very cool because I got a new Knife. You know, I love it when I get new knives. And this particular one, I was thinking about buying a new knife. So for all of you with your Google image search, it is a Carson Design CRKT M16-14ZSF. But
cool handle.
Very cool handle. It's all done in desert, but mine
very solid
has
looking knife.
Operation Enduring Freedom Certified stamped on the blade, which is kind of funny because, you can only get these, I guess, in Afghanistan from the PX.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Now, normally, this kind of a thing is not something I would carry because it just so happened. Mine's a drop point tanto blade, right? So I was like, oh, that's really cool. And I was looking at this particular knife without it coming from Afghanistan.
You didn't even know it was coming.
No, I didn't. I had no idea, but I of course, Sariet and I, we don't dress the same. He just buys the best gear, and so do I.
Right.
So he looked there, and he went, oh, what's the best knife in this case? And because, of course, we have the same evaluation criteria, it's like, that's the best knife.
Right.
And, of course, he would go with the same thing I would pick, because I would also choose the best knife. So, yeah, and he sent it to me, and now that's my new daily carry, which I'm, like, just overjoyed with.
You know, yeah, it's very sweet.
Yeah, it's a sweet knife. I'm very happy about that. I've got to get Sim a knife, but the one I want to get him is going to be made by Microtech. So, yeah, you know, a little bit dodgy to get in the country, especially in Canada. They don't like it, but, you know, we're working on it.
That's right.
On it over here, yeah. So that way when he gets busted, you know, he can totally be the terrorist role. I'm really quiet. Should I be that quiet?
You are pretty quiet.
Looks pretty quiet. I think you should turn me up. My voice is Fryzord. This is what happens when you work in a bar. And somebody sent me a link, you know, to, like, Baz Rutan teaching bouncer tech and stuff like this. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, you know.
The guy was nuts.
Yeah, he's completely insane. Like, if you start stabbing people and fucking hitting them with chairs inside the bar, You're going to go to jail is what's going to happen. You might want to turn me down just a touch. Did you turn me down since then? Okay, yeah, that's good. You're going to go to jail.
And you're not going to be a bouncer much longer.
No, and you'll be fucking...
You're going to be in court more than bouncing.
Yeah, and you'll be sued, and the bar will be sued, and everybody loses their job. And it's shitty. It's shitty.
For street fighting, yeah, maybe
well,
he can
maybe,
do some good.
Well, maybe, but even still, I mean, that's like survival fighting, but whatever, whatever. I mean, you know, violence is bad, okay? Like, you want to try to avoid it as much as you can.
That's right.
And, I've given up posting about how many fights I've been in now. Like,
just can't count.
Seriously, it's like I got up, went to work, only had like two fights, you know.
Only two fights.
Well, since I started doing this, Jesus, you know, the voice is in rough shape. Eh?
It
Fuck.
Is.
It's bad. It's bad.
I was worried when you phoned me up coming over here. And I heard you on the phone. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with Sean's voice?
Oh, God. What'd you do to your voice? Yeah, I don't know. It just it kind of blew out on me last night because I was yelling. I was yelling at a guy who tried to jump over this fence and get where he wasn't supposed to be and everything.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because since I started doing this max contraction training thing that I was doing, I've gotten quite a bit broader in the shoulders.
Yeah.
And my cardio isn't what it should be. So I've kind of... I've got about 30 pounds of fat on me, but right now I'm sitting at about 242. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm a fairly broad guy.
Yeah.
And with the power projection wog haircut here, you know. And it's funny because I went through these gates and I went up to go, like, I'm like, well, is I going to have a problem with you? And this guy started to run as I was coming towards him and he just started to run away from me.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm trying to yell at him and
funny.
Stuff. And he's like,
get back here.
He's like, I'll sue you. And I'm like, for what, you shit pump, right? And he's like,
for something.
If you touch me, and I'm like, I'm not touching you. And I'm standing there yelling at him. He's like, he just assumed that I was going to come out and beat the little dog shit out of him.
He's just preparing for the lawsuit.
And I've been called a juice monkey twice now. Very happy about that.
Yeah.
Like, I had another guy say I was a boxer. Are you a boxer? No. It's funny. You
know, that is weird.
Yeah. But being called a juice monkey is pretty impressive. I like that. Yeah. It's like, you're usually a juice monkey. I'm like, yes.
Usually they have to take drugs to get up that big,
you know,
big,
to
right?
get called a juice monkey. Of course, they're drunk people. A juice monkey? No.
No, no.
If I was taking juice, it makes you wonder how big you could get. But you know what? I got punched in the side of the head by a guy who was on juice.
Yeah.
And it's all show and no go.
Like, it's just puffy. It's like somebody inflated him with air.
These guys
and...
actually have no strength. It's really kind of sad, actually, for the way it works. It's just, it's abysmal. Anyway, let's try to, you know, choke my way through the show here. Got some feedback. Dear Sean and Sim, first heard about you guys watching the Patrolling series.
Wow.
Which is good, because we made that. And if that's, you know, where you first heard about
it. It's a good introduction, then.
It's a great show, and I anticipate every new episode. I started listening to the Sean Kennedy radio show this year and got hooked. I'm glad you guys are still broadcasting with Newsreel. I had recently put up a flyer for Patrolling at my local community college. I'm trying to spread the virus. Thanks for becoming my media. Vandal.
Very nice.
That's an interesting statement from Vandal there. Thanks for becoming my media.
That is very interesting.
It's like the anti-drug. That's my media. Mymedia.com. You know, like that's totally Rand Media. Your media. Media for you. We should make like a Sean Kennedy wanted poster, like an actual artist. Say, like,
are you pointing at the camera?
Yeah, well, I want your brain. You know?
I like it. Let's run with
it. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Number two.
That happen.
Number two. Sean, I've been watching Patrolling, playing catch up, really. And I do appreciate what you're doing. It's a good, in this episode, you have clarified that you're not a leader, just some fucking man. I do, however, think of you as a guide or a consultant, perhaps. I've also been called a flag bearer, color standard marching guy.
Sean Kennedy, the consultant.
Yeah,
life consultant.
Sean Kennedy, the minister. Now that you have to, not that you have to tell me how to live. Just show me how you live and what works for you in specific situations. I'm glad you noticed your growth. Now, this is an interesting one.
Yeah. This I forwarded this it, one to you. And was
yeah,
like,
this is the first time I've heard it referred to as growth. throughout the episodes, there's a great difference between Sean from season one, who found wedding rings annoying. They are annoying.
They are. Any jewelry for me is so annoying.
Yeah, I take my wedding ring off when I work because it's made of titanium.
Well,
I use a
makes
titanium.
Sense, actually. What,
what's that?
You might hurt somebody. Well,
if,
you hurt yourself.
I, well, not only that,
comes
but if my finger
off,
swells or... up, they can't cut it at the hospital because it's titanium.
So what comes off?
So my whole finger winds up suffering and insert pain here, and I get to use my knife for things I don't want to use it for. anyway, who found wedding rings annoying and cursed like a sailor, and this Sean from season two, who isn't as foul-mouthed,
You foul-mouthed creature.
I'm not as foul-mouthed.
Less. I don't know. I didn't really notice.
I mean,
I don't really
notice. Some of the stuff I'm saying is pretty offensive without swearing. I'm sure that some of my ideas are, would be considered, you know, heathen
subversive.
And stuff. Subversive. And I wear a wedding.
Antisocial.
And they notice that I'm wearing a wedding band. I guess I'm wearing a wedding band. So, wow, man, what an evolution. Are you ready for the next evolution? This must have meant that you that a lot to the Dark One, a.k.a. your spouse. Sean, I have no idea what is happening in your real life, but from your 60 minutes you shared with the world, I can see an obvious level of maturity that you have attained. I believe...
Sean's grown up.
I believe... Yeah, I'm only 32. I believe that people curse a whole lot when they lack the skills to articulate themselves. This is very true. I used to believe that a lot myself.
Me too.
And with this episode, there was little cursing and more articulation. Good job.
Good for you.
I'm getting the carrot and the stick treatment from the internet.
That's
here.
Right.
Your point came across clear. I hope your vial comes back to life. My wife enjoyed the anniversary episode of Newsreel and sends her condolences to your wife, shrugs.
wife.
Take care and keep it up, Saint. Well,
very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, pat in the back.
Saint, like myself, is obviously totally whipped. And he's so whipped, like myself, that he feels that being whipped is actually a good thing.
It's like, I bet your wife liked it.
I had
like
a friend of
funny.
Mine tell me, give me, his name was Pedro Traveras. I don't know if I've ever said this on the show.
No.
Pedro Traveras is his name. Hell of a guy. He's out in Winnipeg somewhere, I think. And he told me a story one time about men and women. And see, men, when they're swearing, they're really angry and everything, they have venom.
Yeah.
You see. And women, they take this venom from you. Okay,
yeah.
That's what they do. But in the jungle of life, you need the venom in order to stay, you know, aggressive and able to survive.
Right.
But if you're with a woman, if you let the women take too much venom, you're defenseless. And if you don't have a woman and you keep your venom, it poisons you slowly over time until you get old and it winds up killing you.
Balance.
Yeah. So it's
very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So clearly, Saint and I have been drained of venom and are using us to make inoculations for children in third world countries.
That's right.
Number three, hey, Sean, listen to your show quite often. You give sage advice. Sage.
Sage. Wise. Up from
what
the...
level sage? Am I like a 25th level sage?
Better,
you know,
define
that. Spells, power word advice.
Floating.
Thank God that my girlfriend that I wrote you about is not pregnant. Guy wrote me a really scared letter about a pregnancy, and he's like, what do I do?
Help.
And it was such a scary letter that I thought this guy was kind of baiting me, and he was kind of drawing me into the pro-life issue or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm you know, very respectful because I believe that, you know, I'm all about pro-choice. You know,
yes.
I'm actually thinking pro-choice till the age of about four. You know, like the way
just
the kids,
in case.
Kids not turning out right.
Send them back to God.
Stem cell research for you, yeah. I'm going to donate your fucking organs, you little shit. I listen to your show quite often. You give sage advice. Thank God my girlfriend I wrote you about is not pregnant. Right. What does this mean? Tarp your loads. Okay. I have asked several times on your show to write in if you have changed a life. And indeed you have. Oh, I'm sorry. I have asked if I've changed a life. And I have changed a life. Good.
Okay.
Since taking your advice, I have lost 30 pounds. All you have to do is
Sean's weight loss clinic.
Sean's advice. Just market my
you
advice.
Just lose weight.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
listening
just
to Sean.
I listened to Sean and I lost weight. I lost 30 pounds.
Just listening
and
to his show.
I have become a generally better person. I've actually found a direction to take in my life. Straight downhill.
Straight
downhill. I thought that I'd give you that to feed your ego a little. Thank you. Everyone's ego needs food every now and again, except for mine, because mine died of overfeeding 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Rant could use my newfound talent, but should you guys ever need a 3D artist, I would be more than happy to help.
3D artists are very cool.
Yeah, 3D
artists. Shoot me an email, info@rantradio.com, and put a link to something you've done.
Now,
as 3D artists, they're hard to find.
As technology, now I'm planning for the future, because this show will be downloaded in the future, right?
Whoa.
So, yeah, whoa. Which means that as technology progresses, it's only going to be a matter of time before animation gets to the point where, you know, we'll be able to make an animated movie.
Yeah.
We're using off-the-shelf software, like same sort of thing what we're doing with the graphic novel.
Yeah.
When that happens, I have a screenplay in my head, okay, for the greatest animated movie ever.
Yeah.
All right? And I need an animation team to make it happen.
Yeah.
So the Afternow sketch is
3D animation.
Yeah, this is going to be animated. I'd like to actually be interact live action and animated to make it proper Battlestar Galactica style.
Mm.
But, yeah, I want to do that, and I have very specific requirements. So if in the future, you know, 2 years from now, in 2008, and this is all happening, you know, make sure you contact Sim, and maybe we can put together a team, and
we'll hook you up.
We'll make you famous.
Make you famous.
I got some feedback here. That was from Zelda Dog, so thank you very much. Zelda Dog, glad your girlfriend is not pregnant. You know, don't spawn unless you're ready. Tarp your loads. Feedback on censorship from Nightfall Gemini. Now, send me a link, and there's an article in here.
Yeah.
Which says, it's a quote from this article, saying, "The censorship case got me thinking. The Soviet censorship was like a wall or a fence, visible and imposing." This is in the Soviet Union, the way they used to run censorship, right?
Right.
They'd be like, no,
someone like China, somewhat like China now.
Exactly like China's, okay? Visible and imposing, monumentally built, but rusting and full of cracks and holes, with most people knowing how to get around it. Putin's censorship is like leftover rubble, with pieces of concrete and steel rods lying around, formerly non-existent, but occasionally making a nuisance. American censorship is different. It is like a virus which infects the brain from childhood, all-encompassing but barely visible. It is harder to escape it, but necessary to fight against it.
Yes, fair. That's very true. The censorship is almost self-imposed by the population, and it's kind of propagated by the media very subversively, so you think that the censorship is okay.
Yeah, which is
we shouldn't be hearing that because of this, this, and this. The children, terrorism, excuse of the day.
It's funny because sometimes I look at some of the stuff that's available out there, and I go, ooh, wow, jeez, you know, I don't know, like some of these video games, man, like, they're getting pretty fucking crazy, you know.
Then and you I have wonder to step about, back a bit and go, it's a video game.
It is a video game, and there is echo effects of these video games and stuff like that, but I think we need to treat the larger issue. It's like you're not going to get... the video game isn't causing anything, okay? There's lots of other problems that need to be addressed. It's not the video game. If you treat the symptoms, you're fucked, okay? No. Same with everything, right?
Like, there's crazy people that would be incited by any certain thing.
Yeah, crazy people will go crazy over chess.
Should we shelter the whole population because of these crazy people?
And there's people who disagree with me.
Yeah.
There's people who disagree with me, right? Like Dave Grossman, the On Killing, On Combat guy.
Yeah.
Okay? He wrote a great book, On Killing. Good book. On Combat... also a good book, kind of religious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he wrote a book
shows
called,
his true colors.
No. No, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, then he wrote another book called Stop Teaching Our Kids to Kill. And I'm sort of like, don't really know if I agree with that.
Until they're 18.
Yeah.
And then they can kill for the government.
And then they can kill properly. You know, which, I mean, I can see where he's going with this, but again, I think you're treating the cause.
Right sentiment.
Yeah.
Bad application, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of studies to show that, you know, kids, when they play aggressive video games, you know, they're going to get aggressive. But before we talk about the video games, let's talk about football. Okay? let's talk about rugby.
That's kind of more real
let's
life.
Let's talk about fucking hockey.
Kill them! Kill
where,
them! Kill
you know, Steve
chanting.
Moore grabs Buddy by the head, bounces his fucking face off the ice, and the crowd's going crazy. Let's talk about boxing. Let's talk about UFC.
It's all there.
You know, and after you shut down football, then we'll move on to the video games. But until then, you know...
until the gladiatorial sports are...
yeah, until we get rid of full contact shitheads. Yeah, I don't think so. We got an opinion piece here. I have a question about surgeries.
They're scary.
Yeah. If a person has a spinal cord injury or a brain tumor or something that is considered far too risky to operate, but they're going to die and have a poor quality of life, why can't they have a shot? I would rather have a surgery with a lower survival rate if it meant I could walk or have a brain tumor removed just so I could live without thinking Sasquatch was going to get me. What do you think about this? So what he's saying here is if there's risky surgeries, should people, you know, be allowed to go for a risky surgery knowing full well that they're going to die? So in lieu of euthanasia and suicide, should they be able to do this surgery?
Well, that's a delicate balance between...
there's no delicate balance here at all. There's between... not. I think absolutely they should.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But the government likes to protect us from ourselves. No, that's too risky. We can't let you do that.
Well, not only that. I mean,
and the doctors are like, no, you're going to sue us if it goes bad. The family's going to sue us.
Not if they die. Not if they die. Well, yeah, if the family's going to sue you.
How could you let him have that surgery when you knew the odds were bad?
He has a brain tumor. Clearly his judgment isn't there. Well, You know, it's kind of like, well, even if he dies, the doctor got better at it, you know? I mean, honestly, it's like, ooh, fuck that up. Won't do that again. Next!
That was the wrong thing to cut.
Ooh, red wire. Not so
personally,
good.
Personally, yeah, I think people should be able to make their own decisions.
Yeah, generally. I mean, I just had...
In some cases, I'm quite sure that you're not allowed to. You know you can't have that surgery. It's too risky.
Well, the Russians, I mean, they developed laser eye surgery, and the world's benefiting from it now, but they developed it by trial and error on their own Russian troops on these big wagon wheel fucking conveyor belts, man. It's scary
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
So, you know...
It's definite benefits from experimental, you know, early kind
gonna
of...
Gonna go on a limb now. Gonna go on a limb now.
Yeah.
Nazi.
I know that was coming.
Bad guys.
Bad guys.
Bad guys. Advanced.
Low in the morals.
Low in the morals. Low in the morals.
Benefits of low in the morals.
Benefits of low in the morals. Like, somebody tell me, can someone please give me an accurate representation of how far they advanced science? You know,
it'd be nice to know, but you hear it over and over
there's
again.
There's a movie that came out about a guy who experiments. Gene Hackman was in. I can't remember the name of it. I'm sure I'll get it in an email.
Okay.
Where he's a scientist who experiments on homeless people. He picks them up.
Really?
Breaks their backs and then tries to... it's really fucking twisted.
Whoa.
But, you know, it addresses this whole issue. You know,
I'm not
saying we should experiment on people just because, you know, they're in the wrong place, wrong time, wrong skin color. But I do think that if someone's, you know, if they got something that went for a shit and they want to, you know...
Help science along.
They want to help themselves.
And possibly science.
And it's like, you know, like you've got a 25% chance of these wings we surgically attach to your back actually working.
Give me the wings.
Yeah, I'll take the wings. Fuck it. You know what I mean? So, you know, you just got to make sure that you're not a victim of marketing.
Yeah, don't let them influence you. Yeah. Make your own decisions from
which is hard because
vast sources.
You always get
everything
influence.
Slanted.
Yeah, there's always influence.
So sometimes it's good to go look at the skeptics and look at the guys who are going rah 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 as well. Both sides to the extreme and look in the middle.
Exactly.
That's why I like reading Adbusters because it's extreme.
Adbusters is fucking like, dude. I was looking through an Adbusters the other day, and I'm like, wow, this is the closest I've ever seen to like terrorism. Like, domestic terrorist-like newspaper. I'm like, holy shit. They were openly talking about, like, the viability of violent resistance against the government. Like, learn how to use violence to overthrow the government. And I'm like, wow. You know,
what if the government's bad and it starts killing people like Nazis?
Yeah, that's pretty irresponsible. That's pretty irresponsible to be teaching a bunch of impressionable, lefty, angry kids... and extolling the virtues of essentially terrorist acts. You look at all these terrorists, you know, these guys who are suicide bombers and shit.
It's making me crazy.
No, the actual terrorists now, the guys who are suicide bombers, okay?
Yep.
They're like sub 25. Not a lot of 40-year-old fucking suicide bombers. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, and you know why that is? It's because young people don't know shit, but they think they do.
Yeah.
You see, and guilty as charged. Guilty as charged, right?
Very impressionable. They haven't seen a lot, haven't heard a lot.
So they're trying to figure out how the world works. So once they nail it down, or they think they nail it down, then, you know, they're willing to make, you know. So I'm very leery. I'm not a big fan of Adbusters. I don't agree with Adbusters. I much prefer people read SWAT and Soldier of Fortune.
Much more healthy.
I think so. You won't get arrested, you know, generally. Just, you know.
For reading SWAT.
No. Not as, you know, not really. One of the good guys. Relax, guys.
That's right.
Take a load off. You know, go down to the cop shop, hand out a few issues of SWAT, bring some donuts.
So maybe Adbusters should, instead of saying focus on the government with their violence, focus on other people, the bad people instead.
Aliens.
And, yeah, aliens.
Aliens, say. Or,
and then it would be perfectly
Sasquatch,
fine.
Sasquatch attack, something like that, you know. But aliens is a big threat.
You never know
big
when
threat.
They're coming.
Yeah.
They're
coast
hard
to, coast.
To hard to see, hard
coast
to find.
Coasttocoastam.com. I mean, if you go there, check out the show, man. Lots of fucking aliens. You know, there's problems.
The unseen threat.
Maybe I'm revealing too much of my strategy.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, into the news. In RFID news, this was sent to me by Batu Khan. RFID microchips implanted in humans? ? Who would think of such a thing?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Thing of futuristic movies.
Very chip RFID tag patient implant workshop. Okay, they're talking about FDA RFID tags for patients.
right, okay. to track them for medical information.
U.S. companies' implants are chipping their workers. They're starting to do that.
Because that guy's spending way too much time in the bathroom.
Way too much. RFID tags propose to halt black market cadaver trade. I've heard about that one because there's black market cadaver trade. You're not even safe from being chipped when you're dead. Well, that's kind of, fuck off. But you'll be safe in Wisconsin. Wisconsin. If the state representative, Marlon Schneider of Wisconsin Rapids, gets his bill passed, a proposal moving through the Wisconsin legislature would prohibit anyone from acquiring people to have tiny RFID chips embedded in them or doing so without their knowledge, which is a scary little part of that bill. I think that
without their knowledge,
is that legal? Violators would face fines up to $10,000. That's it?
That's about nothing.
I'm all about, if you implant me with a small RFID chip to track my movement, that falls into the capital offense category. And Sean's shock troop police show up and shoot you in the back of the fucking head. VeriChip Corporation, based in Florida, has federal approval to implant these rice grain-sized RFID chips in people. The procedure is very similar to getting a shot. Sorta. Typical sites for implantation in the back of the hand and the upper arm. Wisconsin's former governor, Tammy Thompson, supported the idea of chip implantation for medical identification reasons. He even joined VeriChip's board of directors.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
When politics and big business mix.
Core political, man. Yep. If this bill passes, Wisconsin will be the first state to ban mandatory microchip implants.
Mandatory
microchip implants.
The future is now.
And they're trying to ban it. They're not trying to bring it in.
Yeah.
They're trying to ban it. Scary stuff. Now, I'm going to get you to... I'm going to read this out, then I'm going to get you to talk to me about this. A bunch of people sent me this. The listener license news.
Yeah.
Jedi Master Laybourne was the first out of the gate with this one. The Washington Post reports that Senator Feinstein of Jell-O Biafra fame and Graham have introduced the S-2644, dubbed the Perform Act, that is aimed at punishing satellite radio for offering its subscribers devices capable of recording off the air. let me read that again. Punishing satellite radio for offering its subscribers devices capable of recording off the air. Buried in the bill, however, is a provision that would effectively require music webcasters to use DRM-laden streaming formats rather than the MP3 streaming format used by Live365, Shoutcast, and many other smaller webcasters, like Santa Monica's KCRW and Seattle's KEXP. No one ever talks about us.
Well, we're not that big.
Dude, we're fucking huge. We've been around forever. We're all over the place. Everybody knows us.
They rarely focus on non-commercial.
Dude,
it's always about the commercial.
I'm willing to tell you that we're probably the Adbusters equivalent of internet radio. I mean, is there somebody else? Really? Who's the big heavy hitter in the alternative scene? For
the uniqueness of what we are?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty big.
We're it.
We're very well known.
And we never get mentioned. Ever. Well,
they don't focus on non-commercial people.
Fucking guys. The streaming radio stations, including iTunes, which we're listed in as well, also rely on MP3 streams, since Apple is about to license the Real or Microsoft streaming codecs. Now, what is all this about, James?
This is all about control. The regulation of what you listen to, when you listen to it, and how you listen to it. They're trying to ban MP3s. Because they have no digital rights management. It's all about DRM.
Right.
Controlling if you can record it off the air or not. There'd be little flags in it saying, no, you're not allowed to record this. Gone are the days of VCRs. Gone are the days of taping your favorite song off the radio so you can send it to your friend or your girlfriend that's gone away.
So isn't this, wouldn't this bring back the VCR, though?
They can never close the analog hole that they keep talking about. The analog hole.
That's awesome.
That's what it's called.
There is a total... that's an online name right there.
Analog hole.
Analog hole.
It is. That's a good name.
From deep in the analog
because
hole comes the means of server.
They ban microphones and speakers, they'll never get rid of being able to record anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you can still, if it's coming out of the speaker, I can hear it, and therefore a microphone can hear it.
Well, in that new book I was writing, I'm talking about there's one of the main character kids in the beginning few chapters.
This is your third book. Yeah.
After the Graphic.
Fourth book.
Which I've got a bunch of work done on. But it gets so bad that before he goes to DEF CON, he's got a room in his attic where he's been smuggling and building soldering equipment so he can build his own and solder his own equipment to record and distribute media. Yeah. Yeah, it gets that bad.
Like, this is another step in that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
They're locking down.
After they ban the microphones and speakers, they'll also start banning soldering equipment, circuit boards.
Because you could make those illegal things.
Yeah, plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, these wires are for information purposes only.
This is the locking down of audio freedom.
Well, this is the listener license,
is what it is.
And this is full on.
Because DRM is licensed. You have to have license to be able to circumvent that flag.
Yeah.
And they're going to say when and when you can't record things, but when are they going to let you record things? They'll say, no, you can't record at any time.
Yeah, and even still, it's like they're going to make it look like it's a favor. Okay, you can record your kid's birthday.
And people with like cable boxes or satellite boxes with the built-in hard drives in them,
yeah,
there are certain programs you cannot press record on. Like,
really?
There's some you can. Most of them you can right now, but some of them you can't, like the live sports broadcasts and things like that. They circumvent it by putting in these little flags. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Sick.
And this is for personal use. This isn't for, like, burning.
It's for personal use. It's a lot big difference between personal use and, like, distribution.
Well, it's huge. If you're going on the street and selling somebody else's movie.
Why are we talking about this like it's drugs? Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It's for personal use.
It's for
distribution. You're trafficking.
Yeah, that's right.
Trafficking.
Those are the words that they've injected into my brain.
Yeah. Isn't that brutal, though? No, but
it's horrible.
So
I hate
it's
it.
So subtle. And I just said, when you said personal use, it made me think, personal use?
Yeah.
Well, it's a big difference between personal use and just trafficking.
It's just a little bit of music.
It's just a little bit. You know, I just
I only had three songs I was carrying with me at the time, and the police busted me.
Yeah, you know,
and they said two is the maximum.
I was at a rock concert, man, and you know, we were just all hanging out. And sometimes at the end of the day, I want to relax. So,
I was talking on my cell phone at the concert, and my friend heard the music over the cell phone.
I'm a casual user. I like casual, you know, so I just need to relax. You know, I work really hard, 18 hours a day for 6 days a week for minimum wage. And sometimes
I come home
and, you know, to put the kids to bed and I'd like to chill out for a little while.
So I listen to a few songs.
So,
what's the big deal?
What's the problem here? Why is it so bad? Jesus Christ. I can't afford the really good stuff. You know,
I have to listen to mostly independent artists.
I've got to go with just whatever, you know, Buddy makes in his garage. I just can't, you know, I can't really get into the really pure shit, you know. There's some good stuff coming out of Europe, though.
Some high production values.
Some of the underground stuff coming out of the, coming out of the UK scene and stuff like that, or the rave scene, Yeah.
They're using old formulas.
Yeah, they're using some
old school stuff.
Yeah. You know, sampling and stuff. Remixing. Yep. Yeah.
It hasn't been around for 20 years now.
It's sad, isn't it? It's like, okay, we got to get control of this. This is just retarded. Like, sometimes, you know, don't get me wrong.
I revel in the days back when you could sample.
Remember
those days?
Where
free for all sampling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the rap groups and,
and
electronic groups.
Yeah, yeah.
Nowadays, you can't do that. It's gone. Sampling is gone.
I did it. I did it in fucking Afternow all over the goddamn place.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I could get sued for that, but I mean, I'm not selling it, so whatever. I just give it away for free. You know, I'm looking forward to when I retire from whatever I'm going to do. I'm going to turn into the biggest pothead in the universe. It's going to be great. I'm going to and the sad thing is it'll only grow, right? Like the whole, everything we do, it'll just keep growing. And then one day, maybe it'll turn into like some Grateful Dead rally. You know, like I'll travel around the country and set up these weird little tents.
The Grateful Dead were like that. They let people record their show all the time. They're like, free the music. Right?
Yeah. And then, you know, senators tried to show up and be all cool. Jello talks about that. On to Canadian news. Now, this is another one. The music recording industry will no longer be able to present the United Front it claimed to have on copyright issues in Canada. After a group of prominent musicians and singers this morning announced its association, whose philosophy is at odds with the Canadian Recording Industry Association. Now, what is all this? This is the Canadian Music Creators Coalition. It says they got together because the recording industry seldom speaks for recording artists. What is this all? Do you know anything about this?
The CRIA is the equivalent of the RIAA in the United States that are suing individuals for downloading music off the internet. And in Canada, though, don't scroll past that.
Sorry.
And the CRIA are doing the equivalent in Canada.
Okay.
Suing the fans.
Oh.
And somebody's now standing up in the music scene. The artists and the labels, Network Records, along with a bunch of other artists and a bunch of other labels. Network Records is quite huge. It's actually Vancouver here.
Network is massive, yeah.
Who has Sarah McLachlan.
Bare Naked Ladies. Bare Naked Ladies. Avril Lavigne.
Yep. A lot of those people on there.
Chantal Krebiec, Sum 41, Stars, Rain Maida.
Not all those people are actually on Network Records, but most of those people
are. All these guys are into it. Rio Statics.
So they have essentially quit the CRIA. They pulled out.
Yeah.
So they can they're no longer represented by the CRIA and no longer can be they're not suing for their music anymore because they're not represented by them.
Wow, so you can like sample them.
Yeah, so they're easily like you can download their music essentially
well, good
right
for
now.
Them.
So
good
they're
for
taking
them.
A stand and
yeah,
this actually means something.
I wonder why this so is enough a lot of play in the States.
Yeah.
Do you know about this where you live in your part of the world? Did you know? Then in Canada, a bunch of artists said, fuck this, and took a stand. The first country to do that, I might add. The first group where a bunch of major, like Sarah McLachlan, is fucking
huge.
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 Huge. Okay? And she's like, no, fuck this. Mm-hmm. You know?
And
well,
a lot of people
sure
have heard
say,
of Billy
fuck
Talent,
this. She
too.
Probably just said something articulate and smelled of patchouli and planted Lilith Fair again. But, yeah.
This is very, very big, and I'd like to see a lot more of this.
I think Sarah McLachlan should get her, like, lesbian hit team together and send her out to go, like, start killing people.
And I can see a lot of maybe punk labels in the United States doing this.
Yeah, they're not that big, though. Like,
no,
you're not gonna
but
get,
you
like,
get enough.
You might get, like, Fat Records or something like that. Yep. They might do it, or, you know, maybe Ice Cube might do it. But, I mean, he's kind of, not Ice Cube, Dre. But, I mean, he's all hooked in with Eminem now, and he's
not sure he won't do it. He's one of the major proponents when they're stealing.
That's,
he was one of the big
so
ones.
Bad. That's so bad, because, I mean, he was sampling like a motherfucker back in the day.
It was great time when he stood up and said, they're stealing our music at the same exact time. The sample on his new record was the THX intro.
Oh, was it?
That was the full, unadulterated THX intro stolen from LucasArts.
Didn't
even pay anything.
That's
awesome. They went after him.
Did they?
Yep. So one, he's speaking out both sides of his mouth. It was so funny.
That's typical. That's just fucking typical. Oh, well, sorry, Dre. Guess it sucks to be you. Well, you know, on one hand, you know, it's nice for artists to get paid.
Yeah.
You know, because as an artist myself, you know, I'm squeaking by.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's tough.
It is tough, but I mean, you know, let's be real. I guess you have to get a job.
Yeah.
You know, if you're good and you're big enough, then yeah, you'll make it. But it's a long road.
If you're doing the music for the money, then that's what you're in for.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, you
and
know,
if you're doing
that,
the music
you
for the love
the
of
ideology
it,
card, but I mean, it's not totally out of control. If people want to be, you know, paid, I guess, but.
Do some concerts.
I mean,
sell some T-shirts.
If it pisses you off, I like what Eminem said originally back in the day. I remember him saying, "I said I wouldn't have sued him. I just went over and beat the shit out of him."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm more a bigger fan of that. I just showed up and smacked the guy around for all you fucking goof. What are you doing, right?
Yeah.
But suing them and making a big problem, I just go to the low ground and sort it out. Over there.
The old business model is broken. You got to find a new business model.
Everything's evolving, and it's. I don't think that a lot of these models are keeping up.
No, you got to do concerts. Maybe sell the CD of the concert right after the concert as people leave. There's a big money maker.
Yeah.
So, material products.
Just like they did at. Well, I mean, you always have that, right? You got the snake oil salesman, right? And rather than just barking out about their product, they bark out, and then they buy the album or whatever. It's hard, I guess, you know, to sell that, but I guess you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Into space. In space news, sent to me by Escarta, a new spaceship could be ready to replace the nation's aging shuttle fleet by 2011.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ahead of schedule. This is fucking depressing. You mean to tell me it's going to take you another, five fucking years to build us one single vehicle? 5 years, one vehicle. But that's 3 years ahead of schedule. How double-speak is that? If lawmakers added money to NASA's proposed budget. If they add money.
Yeah, so they may not get it.
The head of the space agency told the congressional panel on Tuesday, NASA Administrator Michael Griffin said the date is the earliest the new spaceship or crew exploration vehicle, the QCEV, the KEV, could be developed no matter how much money the agency received. No matter how much money the agency receives.
So it's not about money.
No, that's what he... That's
about,
what he's,
but
that's
about research.
That is totally bullshit. That's bullshit. If I were to tell you that an asteroid was going to smack the Earth in like a year and we needed to get to, or we're all dead. No, sorry, 2011. If I was the President of the United States right now, I would fire him for that statement alone. Why, Mr. President, why did you fire Michael Griffin? Well, because he fed me a line of shit. And being the president, I don't have to take shit from my appointed people. Thank you. Currently, the target date for building a new vehicle is 2014. What are you doing? You know, maybe stop playing so much fucking Quake. With his pitch to Congress, Griffin underscored a point he made previously about completing the spaceship on a faster time frame. Pressed by Senator Bill Nelson, Griffin acknowledged an additional $1 billion could accelerate the problems completely. You think?
So he just said it couldn't be faster, and then he said he could. Now it can be faster.
2011.
Oh, okay. Then 2011. Okay.
Yeah. For $1 billion. $1 billion buys you 3 years. Billion dollars.
That's a lot of money.
There are people. I went to fucking NASA. I saw those guys working on the little escape fucking shuttle, Soyuz, I think it's called. Thing they got, the little escape pod for the... Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got some high-speed gear there. Yeah, they got a lot of software there and some techs and stuff like that. But these guys are not like... This isn't like Lockheed, okay? This isn't the defense industry here, okay? These are a bunch of guys working in a garage in a fucking sandy field, all right? $1 billion? What's your budget? Like, how are you spending this money, man? Like, fuck. The shuttle is to be retired in 2010. Oh, yeah, that would be good because it's only like... It was only planned. It's like so obsolete now. It's not even funny. They're like, yeah. It's like the Eiffel Tower, for fuck's sake. If money were not an issue, going back to Apollo kinds of days, then I think it would be no technical problem to have an operational system available in 5 to 6 years. After testifying, he said, before a subcommittee that oversees NASA spending. President Bush's budget calls for a 3.2% increase in NASA spending over last year. The House Senate has authorized an additional $1.1 billion, but it's only a guide. The money must be appropriated by both chambers. Senate Appropriations Subcommittee was scheduled to meet Wednesday to consider the proposed increase. NASA will be shelving its three aging space shuttles in 4 years. The next generation of spaceships is supposed to carry astronauts to the moon by 2018 and eventually to Mars. Hopefully before I die. The so-called flight gap between the shuttles and their replacement could affect research and American space competitiveness. We don't want a hiatus. We think that puts us in a security risk position. Because there's terrorists on the moon.
Oh, yeah. They're hiding on the dark side where we can't see them.
There is no dark side of the moon. It's all dark.
The flight gap.
The flight gap. That's like right out of Doctor Strangelove right there.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty old world thinking. Thank you very much.
They're trying to steal our precious fluids.
The Russians are after our essential bodily fluids. I mean, I'm sorry, dude. I just, I can't, I just wish we could fucking fund NASA and sort NASA the fuck out. You know, I really, because there are people who would do anything to work for NASA. There are people who, like, that's the pinnacle. Okay, fuck MIT, okay? NASA's the shit, all right?
And well, it looked like it might go to corporate entities then, like Virgin. They have their own space shuttle that went up into space and broke into space. They were the first people. Just
really?
A little while ago, yeah.
I didn't hear about it. Oh, yeah. Dude, that was like the XPRIZE.
Yeah, the XPRIZE thing. They were the ones that won.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe it'll go to the corporations.
Well,
they
unless
can speed
NASA
it up and
gets
some funding.
Its shit together, yeah, they're going to get left in the fucking dust.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. Rant Media needs the space program.
That's right.
We do.
Let's do that. Yeah. In 2 years.
Yeah, we'll build a spaceship.
On $100.
In 6 months. I'll build it out of gun tape and tinfoil.
That's right. Canadian style.
I've thought about that. Like, if I was going to, like, kill myself, I'd build an illegal spacecraft and do the world's first civilian illegal launch.
Go to Mars.
Well, I just...
Crawl out of the spaceship.
Yeah, and die. Die with a
hand
pirate.
On the flag.
That's right. Die with a pirate flag. You know, they'd probably make a big fucking... be crazy. Totally, like, science fiction, but what the...
Get movies made about you.
That's coming anyway. I don't think I can stop that right now. In cyber rights news, and this was sent in by DASID, for the last few years, a coalition of technology companies, academics, and computer programmers has been trying to persuade Congress to scale back the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Good. It's horrible.
But now Congress is preparing to do precisely the opposite. A proposed copyright law, seen by CNetNews.com, would expand the DMCA's restrictions on software that can bypass copy protection and grant federal police more wiretapping and enforcement powers.
Oh, good. Good. That's
the
good
draft legislation created by the Bush administration and backed by Representative Republican Lamar Smith already enjoys the support of a large copyright holders such as the Recording Industry Association of America. Smith, a Texas Republican, is the chairman of the U.S. House Representative Subcommittee that oversees intellectual property law. Spokesman for the House Judiciary Committee said Friday that the Intellectual Property Protection Act of 2006 is expected to be introduced in the near future. Beth Frigola, Smith's press secretary, added Monday that Wisconsin Republican F. James Sensenbrenner, chairman of the full House Judiciary Committee, will be leading the effort. The bill, as a whole, does a lot of good things. Yeah, good. Said Keith Kumpferschmidt, vice president of the Intellectual Property and Enforcement and Software Information at the Software and Information Industry Association in Washington. It gives the Justice Department the ability to do things to combat IP crime that they can't now presently do. IP crime.
Internet crime.
I guess intellectual property crime.
Oh, IP crime. Sorry, yes. Yeah. Intellectual property crime. IP, rampant.
Like, or internet protocol.
Maybe. It's TCP. I'm sure it is intellectual
but
property.
But it's synonymous with terror. During a speech in November, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez endorsed the idea, saying that at the time he would send Congress draft legislation, such changes are necessary because new technology is, quote, encouraging large-scale criminal enterprises to get involved in intellectual property theft, end quote. Gonzalez said, adding that the proceeds from illicit businesses are used, quote, quite frankly, to fund terrorism activities.
Terrorism.
Okay, we got the Taliban in Afghanistan supplying, like, what? Like, fucking 70% of the heroin that is on the streets of England. And I'm sure they're out there making fucking Eminem and Britney Spears CDs and selling that shit at night markets around the world.
Oh, yeah.
This is absolute. There's, like, a lot of people like, Sean's joined the dark side. Sean's singing the Republican song. No. There are bad people in the world. There are really nasty regimes in the world. Well, Sean, if you're so keen about changing the regime in Afghanistan, why don't you go to China and stop them from killing all the bad people in China, like from hurting all the innocent people in China? Give me a minute.
One okay? thing at a time.
One thing at a time, okay? It's going to take a little while to sort the planet out, all right? But that said...
But this is a far reach.
Like...
From somebody stealing intellectual property... You can't copy that because we make money off of that.
To even compare it is offensive. It's just offensive. You know, to compare, terrorism and terrorists, like, killing people to promote Islamofascist psychotic ideals and their own, you know, personal agendas that are just, you know, beyond insanity to stealing and copying music.
Bizarre.
It's criminal. It's offensive. Yeah. It's totally offensive. It's vulgar is what it is. It's completely just retarded. And I
think we were talking about this before the show. The dilution of
words. It's crying wolf. Yeah, it totally changes and warps the value.
Everything's
of it.
Terror.
You know.
So what isn't terror nowadays?
Stealing a car is terrorism. You know, I mean, it's like joyriding in the broadest sense is terrorism. That was from Ghost in the Shell. They said that joyriding and theft is still in the broadest sense terrorism. And it's like, I suppose, because we never really had a solid definition of terrorism anyway. Right? Seems to me America was founded by terrorists, but, you know, whatever.
That's right.
Daily Hack, thanks to Hexdust, is this thing called Puppy OS.
Cute puppy. Name, who's your puppy OS?
Who's your puppy? I have a puppy in here. Puppy OS is a operating system that you can drop onto any zip drive, USB, CD-ROM, whatever, and it's a complete operating system. Yeah,
that's very nice.
It will easily install into USB, zip, or hard drive media. Booting from CD, Puppy will load totally into RAM, so the CD drive is then free for other purposes. Ooh. Booting from CD, Puppy can save everything back to the CD. No need to write for a hard drive. Booting from USB, Puppy will greatly minimize writes and extend the life of flash drives indefinitely.
Wow.
Puppy will be extremely friendly for Linux newbies. Boot and run extraordinarily fast. Will have no applications needed for daily use. Will just work, no hassles, and will breathe new life into old PCs.
Very nice. Even if you want to play around with Linux, here's something to just go, doesn't even wreck what your computer is running right now.
Yeah, around with this. Yeah.
That's nice.
Very, very cool.
I mean, there's a lot out there, but this is another one.
Yeah, it was a neat one to check out. It was a neat one to check out. And if you like music in the background, be sure to check out Black Fag, which is a Black Flag tribute group called Black Fag, which sings Henry Rollins music like...
very effeminately, let's say.
Like a flaming homo. Yeah, is what he's doing. And he calls the group Black Fag. It's hilarious.
Very funny stuff.
And we're going to leave you now with some music from Io. And he sent in some stuff, which had some After Now quotes in there. Really, really neat shit.
It's very nice.
We got Deus Ex Machina.
That's the one that's going to be on
the end. That's going to be on the end here. And he's got some other ones we have linked to. Self-Aware Electronics, No Laughing Matter, Chill Out for People Like Us. And they're very, very good.
And they're all in terroristic MP3 format.
Yes.
Without the DRM.
That's right.
To lock it down from the terrorists that are terrorizing everyone.
I guess you should probably consider distributing it while you can.
Yes.
You know, before it all becomes too totally illegal. And thanks to everyone for your help in distributing the music and for all your donations. If you'd like to donate, please go to rantmedia.ca and click on the Donate tab. Every little bit helps, and it helps keep the voice of freedom.
It'll help launch Sean into space.
That's right. That's right. You
know, everyone wants to see Sean launched into space.
And no matter how raspy the voice of freedom gets, it still needs money to buy various medicines to help keep it alive.
The medicines.
Yeah, medicines.
We're getting low on
medicine. Medicine!
Medicine!
Yeah, we're getting low on medicine. Medicine! Oh, yeah, one for the doctor. that's all I got for you today.
Yeah.
I guess we're pretty much done. We got the ghetto without the show format here, so thanks to everybody. If you got news or information you want to send to me, please email it to newsreel. That's newsreel at rantradio.com. And that's about it. Anything else from you?
Yeah. I did the interview for the documentary, upcoming documentary.
That documentary.
Sent that off.
How'd that go?
Pretty good, I think. Yeah. Well, I look like a fool, but that's just to me. I'm sure everybody will.
You'll get used
I'm
to
sure,
it. Trust
hopefully
me.
He'll
Trust
do justice to me.
You'll
this
get
is
used
the
to
first.
It. Yeah.
I think this is the first video. No, first one that probably be aired. I did one for my band, Porn on Beta, but that never came out.
Right.
So hopefully he'll splice it so it makes me look good.
That's. I'm sure he will.
Going up against the head of SoCan. Kind of frightening.
Well, I'm sure you're better looking.
I hope.
I'm sure you're better looking. That guy, he's like a cave troll. And now for SoCan,
but I'll
the Velociraptor.
I'll let everyone know if and when that comes out. He says it's early May.
That'll be
so
cool.
Pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how it's being distributed. Maybe it's a web-only thing. Maybe TV.
Maybe you'll be able to put it on the website. Or we can
at least a link.
Something. I mean,
yeah.
Something like
help
that. I want to see that. I want to come over here and watch that because that'd be cool. It's be like, there he is. Right? We should have a big viewing over here. It'd be fun.
No,
just for friends. For intimate friends, not for the internet.
We'll see.
We'll see
how embarrassing it is.
No. You have to watch it first time with everyone so we can all laugh.
Yeah, not even.
Then.
No, I'm going to watch it before
everyone
else does.
You suck. All right. Well, that's it then. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Alrighty then. Then I will give my voice a break and end of line.
They used to say they did it for the money. We used to hack or do the righteous hacks. They talk about doing it for the cause or the principle of it. Somewhere somebody started talking about server. The concept of server is not that server is a god as such. It's server. Well, you see, the internet grew so big, so wide, and there's so much knowledge there that it was thought that maybe part of the internet or just like a roving cluster of the internet that would transfer consciousness or the whole internet itself became alive, became conscious in the truest sense, like it was aware. But since it was so advanced and so big and everything was there, it knew everything, so it was operating on a level that people couldn't understand. access to music. It's given me education, information, art, literature. It'd be safe to say that Server's given me more than anything I've ever wanted. That's why I say Server will protect us. Server does protect us. Is weak, but my connection is eternal. Therefore,